listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G. We're arriving in a pod onto a planet we know nothing about. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul here. Excited for the dog being maybe, you know, a really good point of this movie coming up. Hi, we're going to talk some Supergirl, right?
Yeah, it shows up for a little bit in the trailer. So yeah, the Supergirl trailer dropped just a little while ago. I probably wouldn't have commented on it at the time because it came during our usual winter break and... I don't know, there's other news that we always have to catch up on. But, of course, I've spent the last 3 months on Reddit getting, like, Snyder trolls yelling about Supergirl and all the crap and how much they're still angry about the Superman movie and everything else. And I'm just like, guys, you're pathetic at this point. And their hate spreads. They're angry about the Superman sequel coming out. They're angry about Clayface coming out. They're angry about every show that is, like, James Gunn is a monster. I'm like... just enjoy the fucking thing, because the trailer for Supergirl looks good.
Like, there's so much hate and visceral and everything nowadays. Can we just enjoy movies for what they are sometimes?
Right.
Like, come on.
Right. No, but this trailer looks decent, actually. A drunken Supergirl trying to pull herself out and become a heroine, and she goes on a hero's journey-style adventure out into space before coming back, having learned a lesson. Standard hero's journey circle that she gets, or I guess in this case we'd say heroine's journey, but she gets to go on it, she gets to learn some lessons, she gets to come back and rise up as the hero. Maybe not the same as Superman, but we don't need two Supermen. She could be her own person, but still figure out what truth, justice, and the drunken way are supposed to be.
Yeah, her little cameo in the most recent Superman, you know, she looks like that asshole cousin that would leave her dog on you and disappear. Let's see how that character runs through a whole movie. Like, let's just have a little bit of fun. And DC's, I don't want to say DC's been on fire, but Marvel, they have not been couple years. So let's reserve judgment. You know, DC's been on a bit of an okay streak lately. Like, they've been better than Marvel, so I'm hopeful.
If we take it just from the perspective of what Gunn has said is within the current DC universe, then we have both seasons of Peacemaker, which are good for different reasons. We have Creature Commandos, which I really liked. We have Superman, which was, I thought, phenomenal. And then, like, I watched it again, and I liked it even better than I did the first time. And now we have Supergirl coming out, which is a trailer. We have Clayface coming out later in the year. And then Lanterns and Man of Tomorrow that are also scheduled. Like, it seems like he's crafted himself a very good universe. Not all of them were financially successful. The Suicide Squad came out during COVID, so it wasn't, like, as successful. But critically and for audiences, they all liked it. So he's got a nice run, a good chunk. And Supergirl isn't his movie. He's just producing it. But... it looks good.
Yeah, it does. And the visuals of the most recent Superman were outstanding. There was fun little quips in there. Like, you're going to get the humor in these movies that you would expect. But, like, they've been working. You know, stop trolling just to troll. Let's see how this one does. With the disappointments that we've had in superhero movies over the last, say, 6-7 years. Like, there have been some hits, but more misses than hits. Name value alone is not going to save you anymore. So... DC, let's let them keep rolling here. I think they're onto something.
Yeah, and her adventure off to another planet, or actually, from what I've heard from rumors, multiple planets, because she has to, she's gonna get chased across the galaxy, and then Lobo shows up, played by Jason Momoa, which is really the character he should have been playing all along. Like, it looks like it's both growing out the universe, but also giving us a different perspective away from Superman, so she gets to be her own character and have her own adventure. Like, it just looks fun.
It does, and... let's just see how it goes, everybody. Let's reserve judgment. You know, poor James Gunn. Like, you know, the more y'all hate on him, the more I'm going to want to watch it. I'm just saying.
It's true, because he gets so much abuse from that Snyder cult at this point. And it's just this thing where they are wrapped up in the movies that they liked. And I get it. I get that some people like certain things better than other things, and that's fine. But you can't be so obsessed with one version of a work to the point where you can't love anything else that comes along. Like, I'm a TMNT fan. You can't be so wrapped up, say, in the comics that you can't appreciate everything else, because the comics were from the 80s, and we've had six different versions since then. Multiple takes on it. And it's just like, we evolve. As fans, you need to evolve and take what comes with you. If you get wrapped up in one director's work, you just can't enjoy anything else.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of TMNT, sad that the Ronin movie was canceled again, so we'll see if we ever get that one day. But there have been different versions of that. There's been different versions of Superman, too. Like, let's see where this one goes.
Yeah, like, and if you can't appreciate anything with the Snyder version, do you even like the Christopher Reeve? Do you like the Brandon Routh at all? Like, I don't think his movie was good, but Brandon Routh was good as Superman. There's always going to be some new version that comes out. You can't, I don't know. People are stupid. Yeah.
People are stupid, and you know what? That's why we're here talking about it. You just keep giving us content. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, well. Supergirl comes out later this year. Yeah, wow. Fast turnaround. They greenlit that with the hell out of that, so good for them. And hopefully it works out well.
Yeah, we'll see. It should be... You know, the opening weekend's not always the tell, but, I mean, we just had Iron Lung, you know, by Markiplier have a tremendous opening weekend up against a master of horror, so... You know, I feel like this studio with the power behind it can have, you know, some good numbers as well. Just will people come out to see it? And let's see as we get closer. More trailers, more better. And, you know, let's see how it goes.
This has been Not So Life from Asteroid G. We, too, are the last daughters of Krypton. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul, gonna Jor-El his way out of here. We'll see you, everybody.
See you all next time.